Hey, it's Elizabeth McGann. Drop the Weight Podcast.
Let me do it. It's bananas. Anyway, I said that already. So, Shelley, talk to me, sister.
I'll tell you this. Last weekend, I've gone through a lot of life changes
over
the past year and a half, right? Like, I mean, it's just been terrible because we're living through a pandemic. There's, like, so much going on. And then I personally have also gone through a lot of things during that time. Anyway, I found myself with a lot of rage.
Oh.
So which I think is not great. Mm. And my best friend, she has also been having similar feelings about things going on in her life. So we last weekend, I went down to her house with another friend of mine, and we showed up with a bunch of ceramic plates and cups and glasses and a big old tarp. Mm. And we grabbed a baseball bat.
Wow.
And we went to a field and we just played baseball with plates and glasses. And it just seeing them like shatter across the field, it was so therapeutic.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Why meditate when you can break things?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Breaking shit is like so great.
Yeah. I think like breaking shit might be the new meditation of 2022.
Yes, I can tell you right now, collectively, we all need it.
Okay. Well, you look more relaxed.
I am.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like I might need to do it every weekend.
Definitely. Well, I think there's something to that.
Yeah.
You know, like when we're really stressed out and we're not expressing it or feeling it, we're holding it in. And it gets trapped in our nervous systems.
Totally.
I start to shake when I'm overwhelmed. Like, and I think it's just like a buildup of not getting it out.
When I'm overwhelmed, 100%, I just bury my head in the sand.
Okay.
I'm kind of like fight or flight or freeze.
Fight, flight, or freeze. I was taking you very literally. I was like, Shelley, that sounds a little dangerous. But maybe like strangely relaxing.
Honestly, it's cold down there.
It's packed.
It's packed.
It's quiet.
I feel like I'm being held. Cozy.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you just took me to a really beautiful thing, Shelley.
It's like a nice damp coziness.
Oh, a damp coziness.
Yeah.
Like being held, that's something, I don't know, it was interesting. I'm just going to zoom out and just get real spiritual for a minute.
Please
like I
do.
Because I'm a spiritual person.
You are. Mm-hmm. You are.
Deeply spiritual. But one of the things when I was like struggling last week and just kind of feeling, I hit this patch. It was, I don't know, I feel like collectively the world is going through something, and sometimes like even if there's nothing going on with me, I'll just get this heaviness, this like deep sadness where literally I'll be like, well, everything's kind of the same as it was yesterday, but all of a sudden I'm just like, why am I alive? Like literally like having thoughts like that, why am I alive? And like I don't have thoughts like that often, but it was just this deep heaviness. And so I was like trying to find all my tools. I was like pulling out my spiritual books and I was meditating and I was making lists of all the things that I could do to like get my head back in one place, in a better place than what's the use?
Sure.
Let's end it all. And this notion of like spirituality is feeling protected and held by the universe itself, like getting back to that place of like, oh, what if I could just completely relax and soften, like to be held, like how you bury your head in the sand, literally,
mm-hmm.
that gives you that kind of warm, damp, held feeling.
Yes.
I try to do that with my mind.
Yeah. Interesting.
I imagine like, oh, what is it? What would it be like to be held and supported by the universe? And I said that enough to myself where I was like, oh, right. Like, okay, I remember what that could feel like, and it helped me for whatever reason.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But I may try the sand.
You could try the sand or try just shattering stuff.
Plates.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about our last podcast that in the times when things are unclear and uncertain and it's hard to really know what the hell is going on, cultivating the ability to like listen to yourself and trust what your body is telling you, how you relate to the situation is worthy to cultivate.
Totally.
Yeah.
I 100% feel like I do not have that ability.
Okay.
To listen to my body. I can tell my body is telling me things, but it's like, hey, girl, you should eat some ice cream. Mm. And I know it's probably not what my body ultimately wants, but really feels like it.
Yeah. Well, that's a really thank you for taking me there, because that your body, when your body's asking for ice cream, that is most likely there's a message there. And mm-hmm. and we could just let's work. Do you want to work with that for just a moment? What that could be?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's not really ice cream that my body. That was an example
of something that you're craving.
Like, yeah, but it's like always something sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so unpacking the craving. So whether it's salty or sweet, the first thing is like I'm craving something sweet. And so sweet, yes, ice cream's delicious. And mm-hmm. give yourself something sweet. That's awesome. You can do that. Mm-hmm. And if that's not something you want to do every time you're craving it for whatever reason, you could ask yourself, okay, I'm craving sweet. So what else could bring me sweetness in my life? And sometimes sweetness, you know, what else feels sweet to you? Sometimes that's like a hug or mm-hmm. Some tenderness mm-hmm. with someone. Sweetness. What does the sweetness in life mean to you?
I mean, it's like doing things that I find joy in, mm-hmm. Maybe like taking care of myself, mm-hmm. but
sweet though.
Yes. I'm finding that anything I do, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And then I'll want the sweet food afterwards.
Sure, sure. And that also, from an Ayurvedic perspective, Indian traditional medicine, the science of life, Ayurveda, they would talk about oftentimes dairy is very recommended in Ayurveda because dairy, the energy of dairy is like mother's milk. It's nurturing. Mm. It's soothing. It feels like mother. And oftentimes when we have a little bit of dairy or a little bit of ice cream, it's a way of bringing in that energy of sure. nurturing and mothering.
Yeah.
And so what I'm getting at is anytime your body's asking for something, you bring up ice cream. So I'm hearing that's not on like my healthy lifestyle plan. And maybe it is, but I'm the way you brought it up.
Sure.
Made me think like, oh, you know, I'm asking for ice cream. And Elizabeth, that's not really, that's not what I'm supposed to be eating. Mm-hmm. And there's a place for ice cream in a healthy diet, certainly. And if it's something that you feel like you're overeating, to not necessarily make that wrong, to really ask, like, my body is needing some sweetness. It's needing some, maybe some mothering, some nurturing, some that quality. And just to take that message, well, maybe also enjoying some ice cream. But the deeper message, the intuitive message is that I'm really, my life, my actual life is not bringing me enough sweetness. And therefore, I need the food to give me what my life is not.
Sure.
And that's all that I'm kind of mean by that.
Yeah. I am in therapy right now. And my therapist is amazing. Mm,
thank you. This isn't a therapy session.
Oh, my gosh. No.
This isn't.
But
you're not in therapy right now.
Sorry. I just, you wear so many hats.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Well, I got confused because you said I'm in therapy right now. And I was like, Shelly, you always think this when you're on the podcast. But this is my co-host.
I know, because I'm like, here we are to talk about me.
Well, I love talking about you.
I know. That's why I like to come here and talk about me, because you also love it.
I do. But did I get that wrong? You have another therapist? I mean, I'm not your therapist.
I mean, I have a clinical therapist.
Okay. Nice.
Sure.
Okay.
And she is amazing. And like, this last week, I feel like we had a really big breakthrough where we pinpointed that my problem is that I am not present.
Oh.
So many things hinge on that, like my future tripping.
Okay.
Where my anxiety comes from.
Yes.
All of that is like not being in the present moment. And so for me, I'm like, oh, that is like the trick to all of that.
It is.
Yeah. One day at a time.
Yeah. And I'm going to go into my eighth dimensional.
Sure.
I like to think of it more as the fifth dimension, really. Uh-huh. That I could leave this like third dimension, which is, we'll call it the world. We'll call it the world of like fighting and politics and COVID and us against them and just all the BS that's ever existed in the world. And I could pop into this fifth dimension, where it's love and unicorns and, you know, interdimensional space travel.
You just have blown my mind, because you are talking about all these different dimensions, specifically what's in each one of them.
Yes.
And I can barely decide what to wear on a given day.
I get it. I get it. Well, you look great. I like you in purple.
Honestly, it's like a house dress.
It's beautiful.
They gave it to me a few sizes too big, and then I thought, even better.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's so comfy.
It's roomy. And it's a great color. It's the color of your crown chakra, Shelley.
I know that.
Do you?
Duh.
That's why you chose it.
Obviously.
Because you knew we were going to have a very spiritual conversation today.
Yeah, I was like, what chakra do I feel like today?
Purple.
Yeah, obviously.
Duh.
Yes.
It's the most spiritual color.
I know.
So good choice.
It's the most royal color, too.
Yeah, it is. Well, you are a queen.
I know. A friend of mine started a supplement company.
Okay.
And it is incroyable.
Oh.
It's called Rookie. And I have been having a lot of trouble sleeping.
Okay.
And they have these, they're like little powders that go into your, supplement powders that go into your water.
Mm-hmm.
And they have one for sleep. And it works like a charm.
Tell me more. What's in it?
And it's delicious.
Mm.
There's melatonin in it.
Okay.
And then other things that taste so good.
Mm.
But it's like all organic. It's like this. It is so good.
Rookie. Okay.
Rookie
well, we're
going
to have to. Rookie Wellness. Well, shout out to Rookie Wellness.
Yeah.
We'll have to put a link in our show notes.
Yes. Totally.
Supporting awesome wellness practitioners.
Yes.
Supplements.
They're so great. My dear friend Rebby, she's in a startup. And it's like they have this little starter pack you can get that's like $20. $20 comes in this cute little tin, and then their three supplements are wellness, it's like an immunity one, and sleep.
Oh,
and then it comes with like two of every flavor for those.
Okay,
so I'm a big fan of their wake ones. They have like a strawberry fields one, which really helps me like wake up in the morning, and then both of their sleep flavors are so good, and they do put me right to bed.
Do they have a simulation one?
Did you hear me say that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
No.
Well, maybe we can tell, just giving her a little like customer feedback.
Oh, sure.
We and have it be like made with psilocybin.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
It's not quite legal yet, and it would be a different experience.
Sure.
It would be like, we could call it leaving the matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got wake, wellness, sleep, and leaving the matrix.
Yes.
Leaving the matrix has just a little bit of green apple in it.
And psilocybin.
Yeah.
Yes.
You'll love it.
Yeah. I'm in.
Yes.
So I wanted to tell you guys about all the exciting things that are coming up on Drop the Weight podcast with Elizabeth and Shelley. So if you go to elizabethmcgann.com, you will see that there's a lot of great information on health and wellness in our podcast. And there is a free audio that you can listen to, 7 smart natural strategies that help you heal your gut, balance your hormones, and awaken intuitive nutrition. And you can get that for free by just putting in your email, and then you'll be on our amazing secret email list. So not only do you get a beautiful 45-minute audio where we break down, it's like a private coaching session with me, and you'll get a lot of good information. You'll be on our list.
Yes.
And you may notice that Shelley and I are sometimes very careful about the words we use on our podcast. And that's because we live in a very interesting world where you have to be careful about what you say.
Do we live in an interesting world?
I live in the fifth dimension.
Yes, that's true.
Okay. What were you going to say?
I just wanted to clarify that we could all be living in different worlds.
I think we are.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yes.
The world that I live in is a world that I get nervous about saying certain words on my podcast.
Yes.
And in the world that I live in, that's because a lot of people that I care about and respect have gotten deleted and disappeared. And I'm afraid they may be like taken off in little bags and put in little camps somewhere. And that's just me going on a limb.
People you know have physically disappeared?
No.
Okay. I just want to clarify. That's what that sounded like. You were anxious but a little flippant about it.
It's true. And absurd is a good word.
Yes.
You know, I am a banana.
We know this.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. So I get a little nervous. And why am I telling you that?
Why? Because if you're on our email list.
Yes. If you get on our email list, Shelley.
Yeah.
You will get special private messages from yours truly. Yeah. Where I will give it to you straighter than you're hearing it now.
Yes.
And I'll give it to you really straight.
Like straight up.
Straight up. I'll say the things that I won't say on the podcast.
Oh, my Lord.
I know. It's going to be pretty exciting. Yes. I may need to take a sip of water when I just think about how amazing it is. So listen, go to ElizabethMcGann.com.
Mm-hmm.
Give us your email address. We'll send you the audio.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be on our list.
Yeah. Mm. Honestly, sounds like a great idea.
And Shelley and I like to travel.
Yeah.
Shelley likes to travel more than me.
I do love to travel.
And one of the things that I have in store, I haven't figured out exactly when. I was hoping for a retreat in Hawaii in 2021. And then I realized that the way time moves, like 2021 is almost over.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have September, October, November, December. 4 more months.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Safe to say, unless something drastically changes, there will not be a retreat in 2021. But in 2022.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be really awesome. Yeah. And I don't necessarily want to talk about it, but it'll be in a beautiful location.
Yeah.
Filled with like-minded souls.
Yes.
Where we'll be doing the inner work of transformation.
Yes.
It'll be a lot of fun.
I love
that. Yes. And you'll hear more about it on the newsletter. So sign up at ElizabethMcGann.com.
Yes.
Yes. Cool, man. Well, we'll say bye-bye.
Bye.
Or now. Adios. Because no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Because no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Because no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it.